My name is Andrea Tu, and I'm a veterinarian with the Park East Animal Hospital in New York City. I'm also a graduate of the College of Veterinary Medicine, class of 2010. We're at the Piers, and we're going to introduce you to some top dogs, organizers of the show, some judges, and we're also going to show you around the benching area, which is one of the things that makes Westminster unique.
Well, this club started with a group of hunting gentlemen, as we say, who were bird hunters that used to gather after going out bird shooting. And they started talking and said, you know, my dog's better than your dog. And they said, oh, yeah, well, let's see if we can figure out a way to prove that. Let's have a dog show. And they created this group and decided to have a dog show at the time at Gilmore's Gardens. But they named their club after the hotel bar that they would sit and have their post-shooting cocktails in, the old Westminster Hotel. The heart and soul of what we do is the benching area. So spectators can come in and circulate amongst the entries, hug and pet the dogs. You get to talk to the owners and the handlers. We feel such a great responsibility for educating people about responsible dog ownership and about the different breeds. Make sure that we're teaching people how to keep a healthy and happy dog for the lifetime commitment of both of you.
It's so subjective judging a show dog. They have a standard that the AKC puts out. Most people think that you judge dog against dog, and it's not. It's a written standard where you're looking at the dog's gait, the coat texture, the quality of the bite, and how the dog moves and looks and balance overall.
Westminster, it's the only time all year where all the great dogs are in the same place at the same time. It really comes down to the dog owning the ground that it stands over. The dog is going to stand there, and you know that it's the dog that says, I'm the one. You, as the judge, have the responsibility to find the dog that says, here's what this dog should look like.
Tell us, what was that moment like for you when the judge pointed to Josh?
It's just an amazing moment for anyone that can win a show like that. It was a culmination of a brilliant show career for Josh. I feel the way he showed that night was fantastic, and it was a good representation for the Newfoundland breed.
I get to see so many great dogs. It really helps me with my perspective on showing, breeding. I learn so much in my profession from my breeder, owner, handlers. It really helps me bring a lot more to the table.
I'd like us to keep doing what we're doing in terms of making sure people understand, first of all, about responsible ownership, which, of course, rolls into health care and rolls into animal welfare. We think that's so important.
So it's very important to all of us to find those genes, genes for epilepsy, genes for anything else that we can prevent, because prevention is the key here.
So much of responsible ownership has to do with healthcare, has to do with seeing your veterinarian regularly and making sure your dog is on a health program, a vaccine program, to make sure that they stay healthy and live with us for a long time.
Their show careers only last a few years. What happens to them once they kind of reach the retirement from show dogs?
I don't know that dogs actually retire. They go on to different careers. Some go on to be therapy dogs. Some go on to be obedience dogs, service dogs, competition dogs in other areas. But dogs, as you know, just love to run. They love to be doing something all day long, and they just don't become dormant on a sofa.
Our dog show is about real dogs and real people. You know, it's not just dogs sitting around on doggy cushions eating doggy bonbons all week long. Sure, we dress them up a little bit on the weekends and take them to dog shows, but the rest of the time, they're sleeping on our couches and stealing food off our counters and shedding on our black clothes. So we love them. They're part of our family, and we like to share them with everybody. Because people are going to see that dog, whether they want to buy a puppy from that dog or get into that breeding program of those people or just find a dog of that breed. We want them to hear what those breeds are all about and then think about responsible ownership too. Get them to your veterinarian, raise them properly, and have a long, healthy life with them.